The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Marston of Mars, from his hideout in the caverns, has gained control of Planet Man's mind with the help of one of the ancient machines, the Hypno-Ray. Qual, his faithful follower, brought Dantro to Marston's hideout. But despite the hypnotic control, Dantro refused to show Marston how to use the Dimension Warper, the machine with which the paths of the planets could be changed. Meanwhile, Slats, his suspicions aroused, is checking Dantro's room.
Dantro? Dantro, are you awake? Dantro, what's going on here? Wait, I'll switch on the light. He's gone. I knew I should have watched the room. Whatever happened to him happened last night. Now I don't know where to look. Wait a minute, somebody's coming. Maybe it's Dantro. Better put out the light. Dantro? Dantro, is that you?
Who's there?
It's me, Slats. I'll put on the light.
What are you doing here in my room?
Well, I was just worried about you, and I thought I'd look in. What's the matter with your face? It's all red, bleeding.
It's none of your concern.
Look, now, why don't you cut this stuff out? We're buddies, remember? Of course it's my concern if somebody's hurt. Who did it, Sart? I'll tear him apart.
I've told you before, Slats, mind your own business. What has happened is none of your concern.
But, Dantro, you...
I mean what I say, Slats. I'm perfectly capable of taking care of myself. I neither need nor want your help.
Okay, I'll leave you alone, all right, all alone. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm fed up. Here, I try to help you, and you treat me like I was your enemy or something. Okay, I'm going. Hello, Slats on Mars calling Judge Augustus. Slats on Mars calling Judge Augustus on Planaria Rex.
Come in, Slats. What's going on? What have you found out?
I haven't found out anything except that it's even worse than I thought. The Dantro disappeared last night from his room. When he came back, his face is all cut and bleeding like somebody had slugged him. When I tried to find out who did it, he just brushed me off. Judge, I'm fed up with this. I hope you can figure out what's going on. Now, I like this guy a lot, but he certainly doesn't treat me like I was a friend of his.
But are you sure he isn't pretending?
Pretending? I don't know about him, but those marks on his face weren't no act.
Do you know where he was?
No. When I realized I'd better check, he was gone. As a matter of fact, he was on his way back. I don't know where he was.
You think you can follow him if he goes again?
Sure, I can follow him. I'll stick to him like glue.
Be careful, Slats. Nothing must happen to you. If you're right about Planet Man, you're the only one who can save him now. Watch him closely, but be careful.
Okay, I'll be careful. And remember, you be where I can reach you. I don't know how long I can get away to sneak on board the ship to use the space radio. Sooner or later, somebody will get wise.
You'll be able to reach me at any time, night or day. Don't worry about that.
Okay, I better get back now. I'll call you as soon as I know something.
Slats, I'm telling you for the last time, mind your own business. I don't need your help, and I don't want your help.
Well, at least you're in a little better shape than you were last night. Where were you anyway?
That's none of your affair.
Okay. Well, see you later. Maybe dinner will improve your disposition a little.
You see, Qual, Slats gets nowhere. He can't understand why his friend Dantro has changed. You find out soon enough, Equal.
I still don't like it, Marston. I don't trust this Slats. I've known his kind before. They're never satisfied. Always they keep prying into things and making trouble.
We have more important things to worry about than this Slats, Qual. When you bring Planet Man here tonight, We shall not fail.
But last night he would not obey your commands. Why will it be different tonight?
I have not used the full power of the hypno-ray machine, for I fear its effect upon the mind. It is a dangerous toy, Qual. With all its power brought to bear on the mind, it might destroy it.
And tonight?
Tonight, I shall bend the planet man to my will, or I shall destroy him. He is no good to me unless I can make him show me how to use the dimension warper. If he will not do that, I don't care what happens to him. Yes, Qual, tonight planet man will yield, or I'll make him a mindless idiot, less than a child. I can't waste time. I have a mission, and all who stand in my way must yield or suffer the consequences.
Tonight, then, Marston. Soon it will be tonight.
It can't be soon enough for me. It may be too late for Planet Man.
Dantro apparently faces the real test soon. Will Marston succeed in winning over Dantro, or will he carry out his threat to destroy Dantro's mind? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Marston, he was determined to win over Dantro through the use of the hypno-ray, or destroy Dantro's mental powers. We find Dantro now as he is about to leave Slats and get some sleep.
Well, good night, Dantro. Pleasant dream.
Dreams? Dreams? Oh, good night, Slats.
I'll just hide in this corner here behind this curtain, see where Planet Man spends his nights. Gosh, I hadn't figured on so much standing and walking. My feet are beginning to hurt again, and that's all I need now. There he goes. Now maybe we'll find out what's going on. Not so fast, old boy. Slats is right behind you.
Planet Man, this way.
Yes, Qual. I'll follow.
This way, Planet Man, into the tunnel quickly.
Yes, Qual.
Holy smokes, a tunnel. I begin to smell a rat, a big fat rat. Maybe my hunch wasn't so crazy after all. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if my old friend Marston is somewhere down there. Well, here I go.
Good work, Qual. You weren't seen, were you?
No, Marston. We saw no one, and no one saw us. I'm certain of that.
Fine. Dantro, come here.
Yes, Marston.
Tonight, Dantro, you will tell me what I want to know.
Yes, Master.
The machine. You will show me how to operate the machine.
I can't.
You hear him, Qual. Yes. He can't. We must do something about this, Qual.
Yes, Marston. Shall I prepare the hypno-ray?
You know your role well, Qual. By all means, prepare the machine. Come, Dantro, over here.
Yes, Master.
That's right. Now, sit down. Lean back. Just let me put this helmet on your head. There. Very well, now we're ready, Qual. Turn the volume up.
Brother, look at that layout. How right I was about Marston, all right. Like to bust in there and flatten him for good. Oh, I better do what Judge Augustus says. I wonder what they're going to do to Dantro. Well, I better keep quiet and just watch.
We will try again, Qual. Take off the helmet.
Yes, Marston.
Very well. Now, Dantro, come here. Over to the dimension warper.
Yes, Marston.
Now, quickly. Quickly, how does it operate? Show me the controls.
Yes, Marston. Here. Here. No. No, I can't. I must not. I can't.
You must. You must obey me. Do as I say. Show me the controls.
I can't. I can't do as you order.
Show me. Show me how.
It's no good, Marston. He will not break.
But that is what he will do if he doesn't show me. Break. I'll break his mind like a dry twig if he refuses to obey my commands. Do you hear, Dantro?
I hear you.
Then obey me. Show me. Show me how to operate this machine.
No. No, I can't. I can't obey. I must not obey. I want to, but I can't.
Take him back to the rake, Will. And this time, give him the full power. You cannot resist me. You must obey me. Do as I command. Show me. Show me how to operate the dimension warper.
Very well, Marston. Here. This is the control that turns the machine on. Here's the direction finder that is operated by rotating this wheel. And this is the...
Marston has won over Dantro and possibly the key to control of the solar system. What will Marston plan now? What can Slats do at this crucial point? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Again for more transcribed thrills and adventure. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man.
The Planet Man.